I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, what's more toxic than water and Flint? Not much. It took the governor of Michigan more than a year to respond to the water crisis in Flint, and Larry Wilmore has a plan for taking him down. Seth Meyers compares the contaminants in Flint's water to other things that are equally hard to swallow. Wilmore and Meyers take on Governor Snyder's response to Flint in today's Punchlines.
As Americans, there are certain things we take for granted. The McRib will always come back. Mark Harmon will always be on TV. And we'll always have access to clean drinking water. But in Flint, that's not the case. Their water has been poisoned with lead for almost 2 years after a cost-cutting measure forced on them by the state.
The problems began in April 2014, when the city switched its water source to the Flint River to save money. But the corrosive river water wasn't properly treated and stripped lead from pipes.
Immediately, there were complaints about its taste and smell.
Now, I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure water isn't supposed to smell. You never get on the subway and say, ugh, this car smells like water. Also on the subway, it's never water.
Now, since we first reported on Flint, President Obama called a state of emergency, and National Guard troops have started passing out water and filters. But water bottles can only offer temporary relief for the devastating effects on Flint's tap water.
A 400% spike in Legionnaire's disease over the 2 years that they had different water, Flint River water, flowing through their taps. Earlier today, we were at a resident's house. The water coming into her bathtub was blue, and it had specks of black in it.
The water was blue with specks of black in it. Of course, half of social media believes it was white with specks of gold in it. They were wrong. Hashtag the dress 2015, never forget.
The water was so bad it caused car parts to rust, and yet they let human beings keep drinking it. Because when it comes to poison, everyone knows the human body is more durable than a Chevy Cruze.
Okay, now who do the residents of Flint blame for this?
They blame Governor Rick Snyder for the toxic water crisis. Protesters want Governor Snyder to resign. Some are even calling for his arrest.
Okay, hold on, guys. Now, just because he's the governor doesn't mean he's the one to blame.
He knew about the tainted water long before declaring a state of emergency.
Come on, get him! Let's get him!
Now, this crisis began in April 2014, but the first public acknowledgement from Michigan's governor didn't come until the end of September 2015. Snyder says he spoke out publicly as soon as he found out about the problem, but Flint residents aren't buying it.
The governor says as soon as he found out that the lead was coming from the water, he told people to stop drinking it.
No, that's bull. That's bull crap.
Bull crap, incidentally, still healthier to drink than Flint's water.
Presidential candidates also called out Michigan governor. Hillary implied that he doesn't care about poor people, and Bernie Sanders demanded his resignation. Donald Trump, meanwhile, said, this.
They've got a very difficult problem, and I know the governor's got a very difficult time going, but, you know, I shouldn't be commenting on Flint.
You shouldn't be commenting on Flint? Really? You recently wrote a tweet saying you think Samuel L. Jackson does too many commercials. But people being poisoned in Michigan isn't worth your time to weigh in on? All right, so this is an enormous story, and only an idiot would expect someone running for president not to comment on it. All right, Governor Snyder, I believe that's your cue. He tweets, political statements and finger-pointing from political candidates only distract from solving the Flint water crisis. And then the governor also said, is it just me or is it Sam Jackson doing way too many commercials? But, you know, I love it when governors get all huffy, right?
Political statements and finger-pointing. This is unmitigated government.
I mean, if there's any time to be pointing the finger, it's when people are being poisoned through their tap water. I mean, why do you think we have fingers so we can point? That's why we got them.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.